why are scientists so confident it happened at all, that there ever was a... How do we know there was a Big Bang? None of us were here.
Mm-hmm.
And the story I get is something smaller than even a quark, or the size of a quark, at least, or smaller, became all that we now know, all the planets, all the suns, everything. That's so incredible to try and even imagine that. Isn't it somewhat arrogant to even say we know what happened?
Yes. You've got the scenario just right. The universe, most scientists believe that the universe started as a some sort of seed smaller than anything we know. And everything in the universe came from that seed. But that was not the only scenario a number of years ago. When scientists found out that the universe was expanding, they thought long and hard and came up with a couple of scenarios that made sense. One was the Big Bang, that everything came from a point, and that's why everything's expanding out.
Yes.
The other key contender was something called steady state theory, where perhaps there's some sort of fountain that creates matter in the center of the universe, and it spreads out, making the universe ever bigger. But as things age and die towards the end, they fade out. So it, as a whole, the universe doesn't change, even though the stars and galaxies start in the center, move out, and die. As a whole, the universe looks pretty much the same.
Well, again, the Big Bang.
The reason Big Bang has so much power is when people analyze the Big Bang scenario, they went to their blackboards and did some calculations and said, you know, if there was a Big Bang, it had to be very hot. And if it was very hot, there has to be this remnant radiation floating around everywhere in the universe.
Right.
That should be around, 10 degrees Kelvin or below.
Okay.
And when they looked in their telescopes and looked for that radiation, and there it was. It was everywhere. So that was nice. And then they said, you know, there are stars and galaxies. This is not completely uniform radiation. Even though our telescopes are not sensitive enough to see splotches in this radiation, they should be there. It took 20 more years, but when they got the equipment there, they looked, and sure enough, there were these splotches.
What do the splotches mean?
The splotches are remnants of the time when the universe was extremely small, and the zero-point energy, in a sense, had its mark on the cosmos, that these quantum fluctuations made the universe not completely smooth. It was bumpy. There were places where there was more density and less density. And as the universe expanded extremely rapidly in a phase now called inflation, those overdense and underdense sections became spread out and got very, very large. And places where there was a lot of density became galaxies, and places where there were under-densities became voids. And sure enough, when they had the sensitivity to look, they saw these over-dense and under-dense regions in the cosmic background radiation, which seemed to correspond extremely well with the distribution of galaxies and voids that we see today. So it made this nice prediction, and the prediction was verified, and every time there's a very concrete prediction, that prediction is verified. So it's a very nice marker that you're headed in the right direction.
Huh. So this verifies that the energy that would be expected of a Big Bang, or the remnant energy of a Big Bang, and the details associated with it all are there, saying, yes, there was a Big Bang.
Yes, to great, great accuracy. It's stunning, actually. I have a mathematical background, and I when I look at a graph of what is predicted by these Big Bang models, and I look at the data, and the match is beautiful. It is really a very nice, clear indication that they're onto something. Even if they're wrong on some level, maybe there wasn't a Big Bang, but whatever happened has to look very much like a Big Bang.
Let me try and see if I'm grasping this. Prior to the Big Bang, there was nothing but dark energy?
Prior to the Big Bang, well, physics doesn't really reach that far, although there are some theories. you can actually get down to the first few microseconds after the Big Bang. Physicists know pretty well how physics works up to the just very, very millionths of a second after the Big Bang. But go beyond that, and physics breaks down. And the laws don't really give you much traction. So you go to the point of the Big Bang, and everything breaks down. You have to just guess. And there are a number of good guesses. One guess is that there was nothing at all.
All
of a sudden, it just...
Nobody can grasp that.
Yeah,
there cannot be nothing.
Well,
that in itself is something.
In some sense, of course, especially in our vacuum with the zero-point fluctuations. Things are being created and destroyed. It could be that the universe is just a really big zero-point fluctuation.
Mm-hmm. One time somebody said something I thought was very elegant. They said that God was lonely, and so God blew himself up. You know how many people say, you know, we are God.
Mm-hmm.
God is part of us all. God is everywhere. You know, that fits in kind of elegantly into that. I mean, God blew himself up, and he was lonely.
And we are certainly all part of this thing that was much smaller than any of us, much smaller than any of the particles in our body.
And once you get back to this Big Bang and you start, as you, your word, guessing, this is as good a guess as any.
Yes. And there's some other guesses also, actually.
Yeah. Like what?
In the past few years, there's something called the ekpyrotic theory.
Then that would be?
That is somewhat similar to the Big Bang, but instead you have this pre-existing parallel universe.
Parallel universe.
Yes. That you have these two membranes floating somewhat near each other, and they periodically smack into each other and separate. Hmm. And smack into each other and separate. And every time they smack into each other, you get a big bang, essentially.